Flights to D.C. were too expensive, so we traveled by train, 17 hours on Amtrak. Henry Morgan was thinking ahead to his story angle, whether this protest would be any different from all the others that follow mass shootings.
So this is definitely a really good practice run on learning to kind of separate my own views from the story.
To get Washington, D.C.
The train arrived in Washington the day before the march, and students fanned out across the region. At a downtown office building, Jessica Lopez found a Parkland family making signs. The mother told Lopez about the day of the shooting. Her neighbor's daughter was killed, but her son was safe.
I was focusing on her eyes, and I could see her eyes were getting watery and like getting choked up. And I couldn't help but to get that way too, but I knew I had to keep it together.
Lopez is new to journalism, but not to gun violence. Carjackers held her at gunpoint 2 years ago near her home on Milwaukee's South Side.
When there's a gun pointing at you, you really don't know what to do or think. But at that moment, I was like, oh, if this is it for me, I did the best I could in life.
On Saturday morning, the Milwaukee reporters joined rivers of marchers flowing toward the Capitol.
Do you own guns?
I do. I grew up in southern West Virginia, and my father started teaching us how to shoot when we were around the age of five.
Students interviewed veterans, parents, counter-protesters, kids, and senior citizens. They got caught in the crush of the crowd and climbed up on statues to get better shots. They listened to the voices of young people on loudspeakers and caught glimpses of the stage. Reporter Hunter Hanthorne was determined to keep his feelings to himself, but as one of the best-known Parkland students stepped up to the mic, he stood still and stared at the giant screen.
When Emma Gonzalez was talking, I noticed that you were kind of tearing up.
Yeah, I just think like she has this incredibly powerful voice, and every time she speaks, you can just feel that emotion in her voice. And I felt like as if that emotion was being projected right onto me.
What was it she said that made you feel that way?
I think the thing that really hit me was right when she said something about the time, 6 minutes and 20 seconds, and that's all it took.
6 minutes and about 20 seconds. In a little over 6 minutes, 17 of our friends were taken from us, 15
were injured. And when she started being silent and sat there, I knew that's exactly what she was doing, and it hit me.
As the march ended, Jessica Lopez focused on how to share all that she had seen and heard with readers using description and quotes, not opinion.
I came here hoping that whatever I got, it opened up somebody's eyes. So I feel confident. I just have my little doubts here and there, but I know it'll come out really great.
That afternoon, three students and an instructor drove to Manassas, Virginia, in search of different viewpoints. They went to a gun show, knocked on doors, and visited the Dollar General store. They were surprised to find gun dealers and gun owners willing to compromise on gun restrictions. Henry Morgan came away with a new angle on his story.
There is a middle ground that I think, you know, both sides of the issue really could come together on, and it's just a matter of cutting through all the shouting and just like extreme opinions that seem to be in everybody's mind.
Back on the train, the Milwaukee students stayed up late talking over their experiences and writing stories to publish on their news site later this week. For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm Jane Hamden.